You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about the possibility walk. And I want to talk to you about why believing that something is possible is so beneficial. Because if you knew for sure that, let's say you were going to take this action and you were going to get the result that you wanted, then the likelihood of you taking that action is going to be way higher because you're believing that it's going to happen. You're believing that it's going to work. But oftentimes when we set a goal, the first thing our brain wants to do is tell us, hey, this isn't going to work. You're not going to be able to do this. That's not going to happen. And it wants to sit here and tell us all of these things. And then, if it convinces us that it's not going to happen and it's not going to work, then we don't take the action and we don't achieve the goal. So, the reason I like to have these possibility walks is because, one, it gives me time to intentionally believe on purpose that it's going to happen. And two, it also gives me this response to my brain. So I like to do these for like 10 minutes. And so the whole day, my brain might be like, look, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to achieve your goal. And so what I like to tell it is, look, okay, we can believe that all the rest of the day. Before today, for 10 minutes, I'm just going to believe it's possible. And then I just practice believing it's possible. So what that could look like is I like to ask myself, what would it be like when this happens? How would I wake up in the morning? What would it feel like? And I really just try to expand upon it. Sometimes I also like to think about, okay, let's say that I just got the email. How would I feel? What would I be thinking? Let's say that I just signed the client. What would I be thinking? How would I be feeling? Let's say I looked in my bank account and there were X amount of dollars in there. How would I be feeling? Who would I tell? What would I celebrate? What would I say when I was celebrating? What would I think about me? So maybe once you've signed your first client, you might be thinking, I can do this. This is possible. I can have a business. I'm making money. This is amazing. And then just practice saying those things yourself. I also like to tie it to something specific. How would I wake up in the morning? What would be the first thing I would do? How would I think about myself? What would my calendar look like? And I just start to play around with these very specific moments. So what you want to do is you want to have your end result defined. I want to sign X number of clients. I want to make X amount of money. I want to weigh this amount. I want to be this organized. Like whatever your goal is, get very specific. And then start imagining that that has already happened. Another thing that you can ask yourself is, how could this happen? And then you could play around with all of these different ideas. Like if you're wanting to sign a client, you could come up with these ideas of like, you know what? It could come from my podcast. It could come from a referral. It could be one of my friends. It could come from Instagram. Like looking at all of these possible ways that this thing could happen and then start brainstorming those ideas too, because it puts you in the place of like, okay, this is possible. There's evidence for this. That is another thing you can do is look for evidence. Like, how do we know that this could happen? How do we know that you could create this? And then you can compile all that evidence as well. But what you want to do is just give yourself intentional time to do this so that you can start bringing that future into now and just practicing it. Just little by little. And like I said, the rest of the day, the brain can just kind of think about all of the other things. But for 10 minutes, can you focus it on what is possible for you? I am creating a course on how to create commitment. And right now, you can sign up for the waitlist. We're going to be talking about things just like this and showing you how to implement this even further so that you can create the result you want and show up for it. Take the action to it. The reason you want to get on the waitlist right now is because when I first launched the course, there's going to be this opportunity to be a founding member. And some of the things that are included in being a founding member is a discounted price. And you also get the option to ask me questions. So I'm going to be sending out a form every week so that you can give me feedback on what's happening in the course, where you might have questions, things that might not make sense. And you will be able to get those questions answered. So if you want that opportunity, make sure you sign up on the waitlist at createcommitment.com so that you'll be the first to know when this founding member opportunity is ready.